Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Prospering Souls broadcast. I am your host, Elder Denise Bryson of Denise Bryson Ministries.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We are thankful just to be on the broadcast today. I'm so thankful for the host being on the call. And I just wanted to say that song, Bless Me So, with my whole heart I will serve thee. I will worship thee. And so I'm going to turn it over to our host for this evening is Elder Ransom Dotson. Elder Dotson.
Praise the Lord. So glad to hear from you and so glad to be on another broadcast, amen. I believe that the Lord is going to bless tonight. Fix your hearts, fix your minds to hear a word from God. I'm going to open with prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, we bless you and we praise you. This is a day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. For, Lord, you have given us another chance to hear your word. You've given us another chance to see the things around us and to be in and live in our blessing. And we thank you for it, O God. Now, I pray, dear Lord, that you open the ears and the minds and the hearts to receive the word for tonight. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Thank God. Well, I'm excited. I'm excited, and I'm waiting to hear, amen, a word tonight. So I'll turn it over to our presenter tonight. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm just so thankful being on here. I've been getting excited about this Seeking God series. Because I tell you, sometimes we're in church, and especially when you've been in church for a long time, and you've been, you know, going to church for a long time, been faithful to ministry and faithful to things. I think some of the basic things we just kind of forget, or we don't think about them as much as some. Because I'm telling you, as I've been doing research and reading the scriptures and things like that, I've just been getting so excited. And so today we're gonna talk about seeking the Lord with our whole heart. And that is what really God is requiring from us. That's why I played that song. That's one of my favorite songs. And so I thought, well, I'm going to play that song today because it's with my whole heart I want to serve him and I want to worship him and I want to seek after him. And so I'm going to start with the scripture. And it's a lot of references. And we might even have to teach a series just about with my whole heart and with all my soul and just really breaking that down and something like that. So that might be something we add to this relationship series as we go through. But we want to talk about today just seeking God with our whole heart. And if I read Deuteronomy the fourth chapter, the 29th verse, and it says, if thou seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. And if thou seek him with thy heart, with all thy heart, and with all thy soul. And I was just, it was so many scriptures in that particular, in Deuteronomy. I said, dude, I mean, God was really telling us something. When I looked in that particular book of the Bible, it just went on and on. And even in, if I would read Deuteronomy 6, 4, and 5, it says, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And he goes on and on to tell us about how we're supposed to come after him. But the one thing he kept saying in that was, if you seek me with all your heart and with all your soul, he said, I will be found of you. And that was one of the other scriptures. I mean, I'll read that a little bit later. But that was one of the things that I just really thought that was such so awesome when I began to look at this particular series. Because when we talk about seeking God is just not something we do. I think when we start the series off, we started with seeking God as it relates to being saved and turning our lives over to him. And then we started talking about seeking God and how to seek God, like, you know, getting alone with him and searching for him and the different things we talked about on that particular lesson. But this one talks about, we're talking about seeking him with our whole heart. And what do we mean when we say seek him with our whole heart? So I just said, well, let me look up the words and just get a definition of wholeheartedness. And so it says completely and sincerely devoted, determined or enthusiastic, a wholehearted, you're doing it with your whole heart, is marked by a complete, earnest commitment. And that's what it means to seek after him with your whole heart. It means you're sincerely devoted to him. And I'm seeking him. And then I looked up the word seeking. It says to go in search of, to look, try to discover. These are the things we want to do when we're looking for God. And it's a continual thing. Even Jesus talked about it from this perspective, though, in John 17:3, and he said in John 17:3, he says, And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. So in order to know the only true God, we have to seek after him. It says Jesus tells us in that particular verse, he says, now this is eternal life, that they may know you and the only God and Jesus Christ to whom you have sent. Here Jesus is telling us that we are continuing to seek God, desiring to know him more, is the essence of true life, eternal life. And the most important thoughts our minds can entertain are thoughts of God, because they will determine the quality and direction of life. Seeking God, then, is an ongoing responsibility and a privilege for all Christians. Do we have anybody want to comment on that? Now we'll keep going. And then if I would read 2 Chronicles, the 15th chapter, the 2nd and the 4th verse, and it says, and he went out to meet Asa and said unto him, hear ye me, Asa, and all of Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while ye be with him. And if ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if ye forsake him, he will forsake you. Now, for a long season, Israel has been without the true God and without a teaching priest and without law. But when they in their trouble did turn unto the Lord God of Israel and saw him, he was found of them. The wonderful thing about God is, even though we mess up and we do things and we go a different direction because we think that, sometimes I think something the Lord spoke to me the other day, and it was like he said, I want you to tell your story. He said, but I want you to tell it from this perspective. And I thought, is that what's been going on, Jesus? He said, tell it from the perspective of sanctified arrogance. And I said, sanctified arrogance? I said, because sometimes we're sanctified, but we can get arrogant with it. And so we get arrogant to think that, you know, that God owes us something. Well, he don't really owe us anything. It's the duty of man to seek after God and to get to know him and to want to serve him and to want to worship him and to want to live for him. God, we act like God owes us something, but God don't really owe us anything. He already paid the price. He paid the price when Jesus went to the cross, when he redeemed us from sin and death. He already paid the price. He already done it. He's done it all. And so he's completing what he's done, so it's up to us to seek after him. Does anybody have any comments about that?
Oh, those are very good points that you're making. I truly believe what you started out with is us seeking the Lord, you know, for salvation and things of that nature. But it turns into seeking him, you know, to remain saved. But then it takes a turn into seeking him because he's God.
Yes.
Seeking him because you know who he is, because you've found out who he is and what he is to you. The thing that I got out of what you were saying was you start off seeking him for salvation, but then it turns to seeking him because he's God.
Yeah.
And when you get when you grow in knowing the Lord, it becomes a passion.
Yeah.
In seeking him. Now you're seeking him in a passion. And what that says is you're seeking him with intense emotional excitement. Oh, my God. Have we lost that? Amen.
I think in some regard we have. And so we have to ignite that back in ourselves, because that is what God really wants from us. He wants us to seek him. He wants us to want to know him, because he wants to know us. It's not that he don't want to know us. That's why he said, if ye seek me, ye will be found of me. You will find me. He said, if you seek me, you will find me. He ain't someplace lost. He ain't someplace not wanting to be found. He ain't playing that old familiar game we used to play when we were young, hide and seek. He's not doing any of that. He is standing right there, and if you seek after me, he's telling us, he's promising us, he said, promising us that you will find me.
Sister Elder Bryson, I want to go back to what you were talking about, sanctified arrogance, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, one thing, that was a pretty good statement that you made, and one thing we have to realize, like you said, God don't owe us anything, but we got to realize that the scriptures say that we are to present ourselves a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And that's our reasonable service. So God doesn't owe us anything. We're supposed to, what we're doing and really knocking ourselves out to do, so to speak, it's just what we're supposed to do. So there's no reason for us to be arrogant thinking God owes us something, and being arrogant and thinking, you know, things won't necessarily happen, you know, because sometimes life does happen. And it's bad for us to walk in arrogance, but we need to walk in the assurance of who God is and to
yes.
seek him, you're saying, and so that he may be, so that he may be found, because that is a precious, precious, treasure to find. If we really find who God is and go where he's at and find him, that's a blessing.
It's such a blessing. And I think sometimes we've got, because even like we're going to Bible class sometimes we think, oh, I'm not going today, I'm not, you know, but we got to think of things. I think the way the Lord was saying to me, you got to think of things differently. When you go to those types of things, those are opportunities for us to know more about him. The Bible says that faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When you think about the word hearing, it is ongoing. Heard means that, you know, that's what you heard. But hearing is something that is continual. So you have to keep hearing about God to gain more faith about God. And so the same thing, that's why he says, we gotta seek after him, because it is something that is continual. It's not nothing that, okay, we sought him, we found him, and now that's all we have to do. God is too infinite for us to ever stop seeking him.
Amen.
He's too infinite for us to ever stop seeking him. It's a continuous journey on our walk with the Lord. It's for us to continue to seek after him, to want to know more about him, and to want to, you know, just like last week we were talking about Psalm 63, and we were talking about how David, even in the times of trouble and in the times of trial, he said, well, I ain't going to ask about, Lord, will you take care of me? I ain't going to do none of that. I'm going to seek God. Because he wanted more of God. And that's the thing we have to do today. When things are happening all around us, they're going to happen because life happens to everybody. It's life. And so things try to, Jesus said it best in John 16:33. He says, in this world you'll have tribulation. He said, but to be of good cheer, for I have already overcome the world. That's what he was telling. He said, you're going to have stuff happen. But to
Amen.
Be of good cheer. And even if we think about, I think, is it Peter that talks, I think it's Peter 5 that says, after you've suffered a while, he will establish you, he will strengthen, and he will settle you. So he's always already letting us know that, yeah, some stuff going to happen in your life where it feels like I'm not even there. But if you continue to seek after me, even in the midst of those times, I will be found of you. That's what he's telling us. And then what's the scripture? I think it's Peter 2 where it says, think it not strange of the fiery darts that will come to try you. All of these things, he's letting us know life is going to happen. But even in the midst of life happening, if you continue to seek after me, he said, you'll find me. And when
Amen.
And then he has promises to seekers. Like, Hebrews 11:6, he says, he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. He got promises for seekers. So would we rather have the things and not the promise of God? Those are the things we got to make decisions about as we walk through this life. Lord, I want more of you than I want anything else. Because the rest of this stuff will fade away. It's just stuff. It'll come and go. I tell people all the time about clothes. One thing about clothes is if you go 5, 10 pounds up or 10 pounds down, they might not work no more. you know what I'm saying? So it might not be. So you can't put your trust in things. You have to put your trust in God. And so that was one of the things. And see, I don't think I lost my place. I'm doing so much talking. But anyway, I felt like that just seeking him with our whole heart is what he did. And so then if I would read I wanted to go back to Deuteronomy 4:29. That's what I wanted to do real quick. Because I said, again, I'll read it. But if from this thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with thy heart, with all thy heart and with all thy soul. And so I was reading my notes. It says, do you want to know God? God promised Israelites that they would find him when they search with all their hearts and souls. God is knowable. And he wants to be known. But we have to want to know him. That's the thing. It's not that God is far from us. We're far from God. And in our seeking after him draws us closer and closer to him. Acts of service and worship must be accompanied by sincere devotion of the heart. So even in the things we do in the service of the Lord, they have to be done in a sincerity and a devotion of heart. We have to have a heart for it and a sincerity. Even in our service for the Lord. And then I was reading Hebrews 6:11-6, where it says, he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. God will reward those who pursue a relationship with him. We have to pursue him. Once we get saved, then we got to start the pursuit. To get to know more and more about God. Because if we really want to live for God, it is found in the Word of God. You can find what you need. You can find answers to what you need in the Word of God if we begin to seek after him and allow him to speak to our hearts. And then if I would read Psalms 105:4, it says, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. And then, so it says, if God seems far away, persist in your search for him. God rewards those who sincerely look for him. That's Hebrews 6 and 11 and 6 again. Jesus promised, ask and it shall be given you. This is what Jesus promised. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. So if we are seeking after God and we're asking God and seeking him, he said, ask and shall be given. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto us. These are promises that they have made for those that will seek after God. Does anybody have any comments they want to make about that? So then, if we, if I would read Matthew 7 and 7, let me pull that up. I don't have that. I didn't write that scripture out. I don't want to read it. Matthew 7 and 7. I think that is the scripture. I think that's the seeking he shall find, knocking it if I'm not mistaken. That, yeah, that's what that is, that particular scripture. And so what he says is, he says that God's people, the history of God's people is discovering and loving God who is waiting for us to find him. God is waiting for us to find him. He's waiting there with open arms for us to find him if we would begin to seek diligently after him and with a heart to seek him. If I read Isaiah 55 and 6, it says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Isaiah tells us that to call on the Lord while he is near. God is not planning to move away from us, but we often move far away from him. We erect these barriers of sin and other stuff and, you know, bitterness and all these things come up. We erect all these barriers up, which causes us to get further and further away from God. And so, but he has not moved away from us. We've moved away from him. So we can't wait till we drift so far away from God to seek him, but we have to continually seek him daily. If we continue to seek after God daily, he will be found. We can find him, and we can draw closer and closer to him. And when we do that, we kind of establish ourselves in some strong foundation and some strength where we, and then when the winds and waves come and toss us, we're not so easily moved because we have kind of dug ourselves in to where God is. Anybody have anything they want to comment about that? And so then I'm coming down to this is a scripture that I really, you know, we read Jeremiah 29:11. We read that a lot because it's such a blessing as a scripture, because it tells us something wonderful that God thinks about us. He said, I know the plans I have towards you, plans to prosper you and plans to and not to harm you and things like that. But that 12th and that 13th verse where it says, then you will call upon me, come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And then it says, you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found of you, declares the Lord. Now, this is what he said. If you seek me, he said, I'm going to be found of you, declares the Lord. And I will restore your fortune and will gather you from all the nations. This is out of the New American Standard Version. All the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord. And then he says, and I will bring you back into the place from where I sent you. So he's going to bring you back from your captivity and from the exile. And so I was just reading, and I thought that is such a blessing. I know we sometimes, a lot of people, they home, they say, oh, that Jeremiah 29:11 is my favorite part. But if you read them other verses, I mean, I got excited about just reading them. And it says, and ye shall seek me and find me. When a person seeks the Lord outright, he says, they always find him. It says God is he's a prayer-hearing God. God in Christ bestowing favors upon them, granting them his presence, indulging them in communion with him, and favoring them with fresh supplies of his grace and everything needful for them, every mercy, temporal and spiritual. That is when we seek him in Christ, who is the only way to the Father. Under the guidance of influence of the Holy Spirit, if we would just seek after God, he says we will find him, and he has all these blessings that he promise to give those who seek him with their whole heart. Do we have any other comments?
Amen. That was very good, the notation that you read. You know, I tend to think that people think they have to become archaeologists to seek God. They got to pull out the shovel and the pick and the brush to move stones and rocks and dust. But the Bible says the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. You don't have to move things to seek God. All you need to do is call him.
Yes.
He's right there. Amen?
Amen. He is right there. That is what you got to do.
That's call upon his.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying call upon his name.
Yes. Because even with 29 and 13, Jeremiah says, according to God's wise plan, his people were to have hope in a future. Consequently, they could call upon him in confidence. That's what you were just talking about, calling upon the Lord. And although they might be in bondage or in a difficult place in time, they did not need to despair because they had God's presence with them and the privilege of prayer and God's grace. It says God can be sought and found when we seek him wholeheartedly. Neither strange land, sorrow, frustration, or physical problems can break our communion with God. Isn't that a blessing?
Yes, that is a blessing. Someone that's hearing us tonight really need to open up and receive what is being said tonight. God wants you to seek him and seek him wholeheartedly. Don't seek him with several different things in your heart. Seek him because he's God. He wants to do something in your life. He can't do anything if you don't seek him. When you're seeking him, you're saying, Lord, I want you.
Yes.
Don't you want someone to want you?
Yes.
That's what you're saying when you seek him. And to know him is more precious than anything you've ever encountered or anything that you've ever held on to. He is a precious jewel. I'll go back to the scripture, if I may, that Sister Dotson was saying. What did you say?
Present your body
a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Now, to seek God, do you know what's holy and acceptable? It sounds a little divine to me.
Yes.
And when you're dealing with divinity, you're dealing with whom?
God.
You're dealing with God. So if I've got to seek him for what's holy.
Yes.
And I got to seek him for what's presentable. If I'm going to present something, I got to know what to present to him. Because I can't just present anything. Amen?
Amen. Amen. And that's why I want to read this verse, too, and that's because this kind of goes in just what you said. The Hosea 10 and 12 says, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. And so, of course, Hosea, all in a lot of his illustrations in the book of Hosea, he talks about fields and crops. And here he envisioned a plowed field of earth that is ready to receive seed. When the word of God is being preached or when you're reading or when it's being taught, they are throwing out seeds, the word, the seed of the word. And so if your ground is hard and stony, then you can't receive it. And so you have to break it up so that you, if you're going to seek God, you got to break up that ground that you got so that you can seek him and then that you can be, that word can begin to permeate in your heart. And so we got to understand, we got to ask ourselves, is our life ready for God to work in it? That's a question.
That's a good point.
Yeah, is it ready for God to work in it? Are we real? That's why he said with our whole heart, it needs to be sincere. And we need to have a sincere heart. When you have a sincere heart, that means you done broke up all that hard stuff. Because it can't be hard and sincere at the same time, because sincerity is a soft place.
That's right.
It's an inviting place. So it's ready to receive. So that's what you got to think about when you think about the difference when you think about having seeking him with your whole heart. Your whole heart, like the definition said, it said sincerely devoted, determined, or enthusiastic. So when you are enthused about something, you're excited about it, and so you're ready for it. So then that kind of helps that question right there, because it says, are you ready for God to work in your life? Because when you're enthused about God, then you're ready for him. When you're sincere about your seeking, you broke up that fallow ground that's around you. You said, Lord, I want you more than I want to keep holding on to this stuff that's causing me to be far from you. When you hold on to unforgiveness, that's a hard place in your heart, and it keeps you from receiving God. Are seeking him. So we got to break up that fallow ground, that ground that keeps us from receiving the seed and receiving what God has for us and causes us not to even seek after him. Those are, if you're not seeking God, there's some hard stuff built up around there. Because you have to be sincere when you're seeking him with your whole heart.
Amen, Elder. You almost said something that made me shout a while ago. You said a place of invitation.
Yes.
Oh my God! Do you know what you said? Oh my God! To open up a place of invitation. You know, everybody wants an invitation.
Yes.
Because when you're invited, you can kind of stick your chest out and say, hey, they went out of their way to invite me.
Yeah, so that I could
come. Oh, what a place I'd visit with an invitation. Wouldn't the Lord love an invitation?
Yes.
Into your heart?
Yes.
He
tells us he wants to come in and sup with us. Ain't that what the scripture says?
That is what it says. That is what it says. He wants to come in and sup with us.
Yes.
And with that invitation, God brings everything that he is. Oh, my God. I almost shouted right there. He brings in everything that he is for you to know about him, for you to see him, to see him as he truly is. He's God. Hallelujah.
Woo, that is awesome. That's just awesome. I mean, it's just awesome to think about that. If we just give him the invitation, he comes right on in. He ain't hesitating. He's not doing it. He's like, well, I wonder, should I go? Are they really saying? No, when you tell him, Lord, I'm ready, please come in. He comes right on in.
He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock.
That's it right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is what he said. So we gotta turn it around. We gotta begin to turn after him and seek him so that we can really be in that place. I say to God all the time, I said, Lord, one thing I don't want to do is miss heaven. I don't wanna be going to church and be like one of them, he tells me, I knew you not.
To be a castaway.
Yeah.
Ain't that it? Sister Dotson hit something. She said, and the Lord, he doesn't have to RSVP.
Mm-mm.
He comes right away.
He comes right away.
Thank you, Jesus.
He comes right away. Ooh, I'm like, you have that. That'll make you just shout right there. It really will. If you just seek after him like that, if you just want more of him, He wants us to want him because he wants us. What the song used to say? They said he loved us. Oh, how I love Jesus. All because what? He first loved me. He loves you right now. Those that don't even know, he loves you. And he wants us. He said it's his will that we all come to repentance. He wants us all to come. No matter what it is we've done, no matter what it is we think is so horrible, God is willing to forgive. We just got to open up to him. And we got to want him. And if we want him, he will be, I just keep getting excited about it every time I kept thinking about it. I said, Lord, thank you so much. Thank you so much for wanting me and wanting me to want you. That's even something different.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Elder Bryce, we were trying to find the scripture. I sought the Lord. Did you say it last week? I sought the Lord, and he delivered me. Wasn't it in Psalm something?
Yeah, I think it was. Let's see. Is that 119?
Or 103. We were trying to find it, and I sought the Lord, and he delivered me. So that's something, too. Seek him and you'll get delivered. Don't we need some deliverance? That's an easy way to get delivered.
Thank
God.
Yeah, I think Psalm
what?
I think it's Psalm 34, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. And deliver us, yeah. I mean, it's just, I don't know, I think I done got excited. Okay, let me try to go to my next verse. I think my next verse is, Zephaniah. I think it was Zephaniah 2 and 3. And it says,
while you're looking for that, it was Psalms 34 and 4. I sought the Lord, David said, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. All my fear.
Yeah. All of them. If we cry out to God, if we seek after him, he hears us. He does hear us. He hears us. Oh, yeah, my.
Oh, my God. And the Lord just hit me with that verse I just read. We got a question for anyone that's listening. You got any fears?
Mm.
The Lord can deliver you.
The Lord can deliver you.
She said scripture was Zephaniah.
Oh, Zephaniah.
What was the scripture again, Elder?
Oh, Zephaniah, the second chapter and the third verse. And it says, seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord. Even when judgment comes, God, if you are seeking after him, if you are a seeker, he promises that he'll hide you even in the day of trouble. And I just
so
these are
what you're saying, Elder, is he produces a place of protection.
Yes.
While you're in the seeking mode.
Yeah.
Ooh, glory.
He protects us. He protects us. That is awesome. And then if I look here, it says God's judgment against Jesse. No, that's not where I want to go. But it says, gather yourselves together and then seek ye the Lord. And humbly do what is right, seek righteousness, seek meekness, as God warned Judah, so he also warns us concerning the final day of judgment. So if you don't know the Lord and you wondering, well, what's gonna happen on judgment day? If you in there, if you in God and seeking God and you know and you saved, God said promises to protect you even from that day. He will bring us into, if we just humbly seek after him. It was, And I don't want to start talking about that because that's something else. I want to talk about that next week. But if we just, I just want to keep reiterating that. I just got so excited when I thought about just, you know, I said, well, Lord, I said, it's, I mean, I think sometimes we just kind of don't even think about it because we're so busy with other things in life that we don't really think about that you're just sitting there waiting for us to come after you and to build this relationship with you. It's just like in, if you think about a married couple, you know, if you think about the man where the Bible tells him he that finds a wife finds a good thing. So you can't find nothing if you're not seeking for it. He uses the same scenario there. You have to find the good thing, and then that's when the Lord will bless you, saying you will obtain favor from the Lord. So just like in a, and then in that relationship, you have to start to get to know the person. You have to start talking to the person. You have to start calling the person. You have to start spending time with the person. You have to start going out with the person. And so the same thing we're doing when we're trying, when we're in that type of relationship, to date, to be married, we have to do the same thing with God. We need to spend time with the Lord. We need to talk to the Lord. That's our prayer time. Spending time with the Lord in the Word, seeking Him and meditating on the Word of God. You know, going and calling on Him, crying out to Him. Like you said, this poor man cried. God heard him and delivered him out of all his trouble. That's another passage of that particular scripture. So just look at all the things when we begin to build this relationship with God through our seeking after Him, what God just promises to do for us and how we build this relationship with Him, and we get in this place where we're just a part of who He is. To me, that's just something.
Amen.
And as you know, like David was last week, he said, I'm seeking after the Lord, even in the time of trouble when things had got heated up in his life. He said, well, they heated up, okay, yeah, it's going on, but let me seek after God. That's what he did. He went after God.
You know, while we're talking about this and while you brought up the idea of relationships, it brings us into the building of passion, but it also takes us to appreciation. Seeking God builds the passion of the relationship, and then it brings you to a place of honor and appreciation.
Yeah.
Appreciate being in His presence.
Yes.
When you appreciate being before Him, when you appreciate Him just being in your life, oh,
yes,
my God, what maturity it brings.
Yes.
When you can say, Lord, I appreciate you.
Woo.
Appreciate you for just being God. Knowing that you'll be there. Knowing that you are able to do exceedingly above all I can ask or think. Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Woo. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. And I'm going to close. This is going to be my closing scripture. And so I know we got about 16 minutes to go. And so, but I'm kind of wrapping up. But this is the 17th verse and the 27th and 28th verse. Acts 17, 27 and 28. And it says, and they should seek the Lord, if haply they might feel after Him and find Him, though he be not far from every one of us. For in Him we live and move and have our being. As a certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also His offspring.
Hallelujah.
So, yes. Think about that. We think about God. Of course, God is the creator, and we are His creation. And He's close to every one of us, but He is not trapped in His creation because He's transcendent. God is the creator. He's not the creation, but so that means that God is sovereign and in control. while at the same time, now get this, while at the same time he's sovereign and he's in control, but at the same time he is close and personal.
Hallelujah.
If we just let him rule our life, he is close and personal. He wants to be a personal. You know, like when he told Abraham, he said he called him friend. He wants to be that close and personal to us, but he wants us to want him. Just like when you know, we were younger, and I don't know, you know, some people might have had this experience, and, you know, like we was playing, back in the day, I'm dating myself, because we were playing kickball. And so when they were choosing teams, you didn't want to be the last one chosen, because really they didn't want, either team didn't want you, but you was the one that the last team got stuck with.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so, but the wonderful thing about God, it doesn't matter if you're inadequate. God is not. He don't care. He chose you anyway. No matter how we feel our feelings of inadequacy, God has chosen us. He's not picking us up last. He's not doing none of that. So that's why I'm saying it's a privilege for us to seek after him. It's a privilege for us to be in his presence. That's why the worship part of the service is just as important as the preaching. Because the worship is a time for you to come into God's presence. The word of God is important, because that it's important. But the word, sometimes people take the worship as, if I get there on time, I get there on time. If I'm a part of it, I'm a part of it. But we got to think about it different. That's a time for you to be in God's presence. That's a time for you to seek after him. We got to start thinking about things differently. Instead of thinking, oh, I'm just going to show up. And even with the Bible class and all these things, and I'm not saying I'm not trying to get people to start running after things, but those are times, your time of prayer and prayer time and your meditation time, those are opportunities for you to seek after God and get closer and closer to him and build a stronger and stronger relationship with him. Want God. God wants you. Want him. And when we neglect to have that space of time with God, we're saying, well, Lord, I don't have time for you. That's really what we're saying. We got to put him back in his place, and that's first place in our life. And when we seek to know more about him, seek to know more about Jesus, we are letting him know that he's important to us. He's important enough for us to take the time. Who gives us time? Let's think about that. It's not just that we're taking time. He's the one that's giving us the time to be able to take, to be able to come after him.
Amazing. He's giving you the time to take the time. Oh, my God. What a mighty God we serve.
Yes. Every day we wake up, he's giving us time. So why can't we take time for him?
Lord have mercy, and we're running out of time for this broadcast. But Lord have mercy, what a good point. I hope those that this lesson is for hears and receives all that was given over this network and over these airways. The Lord is speaking to your heart. If you're not seeking him, start seeking him.
Yeah.
It will turn out for your good. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to turn it back over to you, Elder Dobson, to offer the invitation and the take it from here.
Yes. We want to let anyone know that if you are not in the Lord or you're not seeking the Lord, The time is now, it is right now, to seek his face and turn from your wicked ways or your evil ways, and the Lord will deliver you out of all your troubles, out of all your fear. He'll deliver you from it all. And when he delivers you, you will be what we call set free. Don't you want to live in freedom? Don't you want to live free of all these things that are going on and they won't affect you? Well, the Bible says, in the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore. The fullness of joy at his right hand, pleasures forevermore. Wouldn't you want to be in his presence to get that fulfilled in your life? Oh, my God. So if you're here, we want to pray this prayer over you. Lord, in Jesus' name, we pray that you touch those that want to give their life to you. We pray, dear Lord, that they make the decision to say, I want to be your son, your daughter, and give over wholeheartedly to you. You will accept them because your arms are open wide and you love us all. We thank you, Lord. And if you've prayed or you've heard me pray for you, please accept him and get yourself to a Bible-believing church. And we're going to let Elder Bryson have the last word. Amen and amen.
Amen. I praise the Lord for just the opportunity today to talk about seeking God and for us to dive more into that particular topic. We're talking, this is our relationship series, so we're trying to build a relationship with God and strengthen our relationship with God that, you know, we will become closer to him and we'll learn more about him and be closer to him and be, just seek him even the more. And there are several topics in this particular series, and so we're going to be hearing more from our other elders and ministers and the people that are going to be teaching on the various topics. So I'm looking forward to it. It's just going to be such a blessing, I believe it. And also I want you all to, on Tuesdays at 12 noon, we're rerunning our Salvation series. Now, you can't call in and hear it. You have to log in to hear it and to log in to be able to hear the broadcast. But we are doing our Salvation series. So we're starting with the first one, I think Salvation 1, and we're talking about that. And so we're just rerunning those previous recorded teachings, and so we're doing that. And I think on Friday we're doing the forgiveness series. So I got two different other days, and then we're doing them at 12 noon, so you can be welcome to listen to them on your lunch hour or, you know, sometimes you have some spare time, just put it in your ear, because it's not a place where you can't call in, but you can log into the radio, into the station, and begin to hear those teachings. And so that was something the Lord had just given me to do, to keep those things going. You know, we've taught them about over a year ago, and you just don't want to say, okay, well, we're just done with that, moving on to something else. The live broadcast will be our current series, but the other broadcasts are series that were taught previously. And so we want you to be blessed by that. It was such an awesome word of God each time that we came together, and so many wonderful teachers were teaching during that time. And if the forgiveness series, if that's really something you need, there's some blessing, there's some good testimonies on those particular series that will bless your heart and soul and cause you to want to be in a state of forgiveness yourself if that's some place that you're struggling with at this time. So we ask and just encouraging each and every one of you to listen to those at your convenience, but continue to listen to our broadcast. We thank you for everybody that supports us and everybody that calls in, those that log in, and those that even listen later. Thank God for each and every one of you, and I thank God for Elder and Sister Dotson. They are such good friends of mine, and I'm so thankful for Elder Dotson. Is one that has a pastor's heart, so I just believe he's a pastor at everything he does, and that he takes control and goes for it. And I thank him for hosting the show. I really thank him for that and just being around. And even Elder Timberlake, I know she's on the line, she's quiet, but I thank God for her as well. mighty woman of God, and I'm just so thankful for each and every one that that helps with this broadcast as they do it. And it takes time to be able to get and learn the word of God and be able to try to bring it. So we thank God for their time and everything. But anyway, we will be back here on next week at the Prospering Souls
right.
broadcast. Yes.
I'm sorry. Is there any log-on information that we might need?
Yes, there is. For those particular broadcasts, I would have to I have to get off. What I'll do is I'll send that out in an email, and of course I'll post it on Facebook and Twitter, and you can find us there, and even on Blog Talk Radio. If you log into just Blog Talk Radio and look for It's a Different Show, because that's what it's called, It's a Different Show, you'll see the Prospering Souls broadcast come up, and you'll be able to see the login information with there. If you say you just go into Blog Talk, www.blogtalkradio.com, and then go, It's a Different Show, all one word, ItsaDifferent Show, and then it will pop up, and you'll see the Prospering Souls broadcast on those particular dates. That's Tuesday at 12 noon and Friday at 12 noon as well. And then, of course, we're back live on Sunday at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. So thank you all for listening to us, and we will see you. Go ahead.
That's right. I was going to ask if Elder Timberlake is still on. Could she pray us out?
Yes, Elder Timberlake, could you pray us out? Amen. She's sneaking on.
Father God, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you for all that our ears have heard. We thank you for everyone that's been on the broadcast, that was listening, everyone that participated. We ask you to bless each home. And God, keep us on this week. Keep us ever with a mindset on Jesus until we're able to communicate again the same time next week. For your glory, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank
Amen.
The Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you all. Have an awesome week, and let God lead you.
Night.
Bye-bye.
And God bless you.
God bless you.